hey, ben ir shahalach lekrach, or ben krach shahalach leir. So it's a bad idea, but if you're someone who lives in a place that normally reads on a yadalit, and you go to a place that reads on tesvav, or you live in a place that reads on tesvav, and you go to a place that reads on yadalit, im hayadaitar lachzor lemkomo bizman kriya, if your plan was to return to your original place before the reading of the Megillah, but something came up and you weren't able to, kori kimikomo, you still don't read in that place. You read like your original place. But if your plan was not to return until after the Kriyas HaMegillah, then korim ansheyam makom shehu sham, then you read based on the place where you are. The Ramayad, if you're out in the desert or you're on a boat, so then you read on the 14th like everyone else. So these halachas get a little bit confusing as to what you should do in each situation, because there's a machlokes whether the definition of, we say it's clear that you could define yourself as a 14th person even if you really live in the 15th place. So if you live in Yerushalayim, so you should really read on the 15th. But you could define yourself just by living there for one day, you could make yourself into a 14th person. But the question is, do you become defined as a 14th person based on when Purim starts? So you'd have to be there right when Purim begins at night. Or does it go based on the morning? Because as the Mishnah Berurah says, that's the main time to read the Megillah is in the morning. So maybe that's when it should depend on. So this is the machlokes, and because of that, it gets a little bit complicated. That's what the Gemara learns it based on a pasuk. You could be paros liyom echad, because it's only learned le'inyan kriyas haMegillah, the pasuk from the Megillah that we learn it from. So because of that, you run into issues sometimes if you come to, let's say you live in, I don't know, Ramat Beit Shemesh, and you come to Yerushalayim at 11 o'clock at night, so you're going to be there in the morning, but you weren't there when Purim started, so when are you supposed to read? And the issues get complicated, so obviously you should consult the posek if you find yourself in that situation, but you can make yourself a situation where you wouldn't be chayav to read at all, or you'd be chayav to read twice. So you can hop places to ensure that you're not chayav in the Megillah at all, or you could be chayav yourself twice. So just be aware of that if you find yourself in that situation. My parents are actually going to be in, they're in Eretz Yisrael now, and they're staying in Yerushalayim, but they're going for Purim to Beit Shemesh, so I told them, make sure you go before Purim starts, and don't come back to Yerushalayim. Actually, I think they're leaving Motzei Purim, but I said, don't come back to Yerushalayim. So, yeah, I don't want them to chayiv in two Kriyas and Megillas. All right, Sivav, Yom Tevsav Shechalios B'Shabbos. If the 15th falls out on Shabbos, not the 14th, because that's impossible based on our calendars, but if Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, Ein Korna Megillah B'Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, because the Chachamim have the ability to uproot, well, even this is a Durabanan, so they uproot the Mitzvah Durabanan on Shabbos. El Maktim Milikros Erev Shabbos. They read the Megillah on Friday, just like the 14th people. The Gova Mos, Matanos, Anim, Umachalkim, Osam Babayom. And they also give out Matanos La'anim on the 14th also. V'yom Shabbos Motzim Shnei Svarim, U'b'sheni Korn V'yavo Amalek. On Shabbos they take out two Sefer Torah, and in the second one they read V'yavo Amalek. The first one they read the regular parsha, and the second one they read V'yavo Amalek. V'rum Ala Nisim, V'enos and Sudas Perm Ad Yom Echa B'Shabbos. But the Suda is pushed off till Sunday, so that's called Perm Meshulash, because on Friday they do Matanos Avyonim and Megillah. On Shabbos, they just have a special laning for Purim, and they also, I guess, talk about Purim. And then on Sunday, they have the actual Seuda. So, again, this only happens on the 15th. It doesn't happen for us outside of Yerushalayim, but it's always interesting when such a case comes.